And here we have come to this crossroads where we're deciding whether we're going to continue the route we've been following towards greater dependence upon government and giving up individual responsibility, turning to the government for insurance and for all sorts of guarantees of wages and prices, letting the government decide how many acres of corn we shall plant, letting the government tell us how many hours we shall work and how many dollars per hour we'll get, letting the government decide for us all of these things that used to be decided as individuals. Bear in mind, I'm not advocating or not picking out which ones to go back or to leave or whether we're going to turn away from any of them or not. Just pointing out a trend and a tendency that we've been coming this way for a long time. Greater dependence upon the government. Turning over the government more of our income. And where does it lead if continued? It leads to slavery, and as certain as can be, it leads to a kind of people who have no initiative, no sense of responsibility, no daring, no risk. They want to take no chances. All they want is security. That's the direction we're going, security. It kills opportunity because it dulls incentive. When you have to turn over two-thirds, from a half to two-thirds of your income to government to pay the costs of these things which we're passing on to government, you don't have much incentive to get ahead. A friend of mine is the assistant manager of an automobile insurance company in Stockholm, Sweden. And when I visited him, I said to him, I suppose someday you will be the manager. Oh, he said, I hope not. Well, I said, that's funny. Why, in America, all assistant managers want to be managers. They don't want to be second best. Well, he said, it's different here. If I was the manager, I'd get 5,000 kroner more per year than I do now. Well, I said, that's bad. He said, it's bad in Sweden. That 5,000 kroner would be taxed to the extent of 87% of it. That extra 5,000, 87% of it would be taken by the government. And he said, for the extra 13%, I wouldn't have the responsibilities of being manager of this insurance company. He said, all that extra responsibility and work, he said, it's not worth it. I want to be assistant manager as long as I live. I think that tells the story. The essential ingredient, incentive, is gone under the slave state system. And just as fast as we are giving up 1 1/3% more of our total income each year to government, just as certain as we're moving in the direction of more and more dependence upon government, we're moving towards the slave state idea. I don't believe that the world can continue half slave and half free. I believe one or the other will come out on top. I believe either the slave state idea of Russia, and it's probably as good as any slave state idea, or the free idea of this country will prevail eventually. They can't continue. This world is too small today. This world today is smaller than it was by far in the day that Bement started 100 years ago. Why, by comparison, the world itself is not much bigger than Piatt and Moultrie County was then. My grandfather drove up here to Bement many times in a horse and buggy, and it took all day to come up here. Why, we could start out this afternoon, and you can be in Europe sometime tomorrow. You can be around the world almost as quick. Well, you could be around the world practically as quick as he would have made the round trip from where I live to Bement and back, because he just wouldn't have thought about doing it in less than 3 or 4 days. This world has shrunk in size. You can't have such conflicting ideas as the Russian system and the American system we used to know exist in this small world. One or the other is going to come out on top eventually. I don't mean to say there's going to be a war. I just mean to say that people, the ideas of people, will come out on top, and that we can come out on top with our idea if we make it work. But if we continue to go in the direction we have, if we continue to ask government for things, to do things which should be the responsibility of the individual, but continue to ask for more security rather than more opportunity, we're going to continue to move down that road towards socialism, big governmentism, nationalism, communism, I don't care what you call it. That's the route we've been going. I don't think that there's very much middle ground. I think we have to make a choice. The choice is not too easy. Farmers started to make the choice. The politicians haven't caught on yet. Doesn't matter whether they're Democrats or Republicans, they're still toying with the idea that we're going to continue down this road towards socialism. I'm sorry that the representative from this district is one of those that voted for the socialistic farm program, return to the socialistic farm program. I'd hoped that he would see the light. But we have that problem of politicians still wanting to play politics with the farmers' prices. Now, how important is it, other than just this matter of can the world exist half slave and half free? Well, I think it's, of course, recognized that it's important, this decision is important, as to whether or not we continue our free system in this country, our free America. But even more important than that, I believe that Christianity itself and its future is wrapped up in this decision that we're making, all of us are making. We're not going to make it on a partisan political basis. We're going to make it on individuals. We're going to pick out the guys that go down the road towards socialism and take them out of office. That's the only way to do it. This decision is going to be made by you and you and you and me, all of us individually. How important is it? I said it's wrapped up, this matter of the future Christianity is wrapped up in it. I'm sure of that. Christ himself died on the cross because he would not bow his head to the superior power of an all-powerful state and an all-powerful church. He believed in individual integrity, individual responsibility, and he died because he thought individuals were important. The slave state idea is entirely opposite to the individual importance and supremacy of individuals. It's a collectivist idea. So when you choose as to whether you're going to continue to go towards to government for dependence, for prices, and for guaranteed wages, and for all these other things that folks hold out as enticements, just think about that a little. Are you going to go the route that means democracy, freedom, Christianity, or are you going to go the slave state route? The time is short, and it won't be long till we have to choose for final, for keeps. I'm not sure which way we're going to go. I do believe farmers have started to choose on the right side. Thank you very much.